You're listening to The Casual Sound, episode 14. Leave us a review on iTunes. Thanks for listening.
Thank you. That was the great Deep Sea Arcade with If the Devil Won't Take It. Before you heard that, you heard A La La's with Don't You Forget It. I played that specifically by design because it sounded so much like the first song that we were listening to, which was La Femme with the song title that I'm not going to attempt to say.
Yawn. Les Maisons.
Yeah, Lenny wanted to get into this, and I really didn't want to unwrap this too much until we had a microphone in front of him, but fire away.
I'm saying Tyler plays three sound-alikes in a row. People are falling asleep. I'm saying you want to mix it up a bit.
But again, it was by design. It was, yes, these are supposed to sound very, very similar.
I don't want to hear that. I want to mix it up a bit.
Well, I mean, we're going into something that mixes it up a little bit, but then we were starting to...
But the listeners turned off already.
So then we started going into an analogy about how, you know, you can't just have abstract art. You got to have abstract art and, you know, Renaissance and Cubist and Realist and all that kind of stuff. Surrealist. Right? But then I was saying, like, okay, but what if it's an abstract art museum? you want to
Well, I'm not going.
Do you feel tricked?
No, if you think you won up me, you're a mug. I'm saying shuffle the playlist.
So that was all some very 60s sounding tunes there.
Yes, good tunes, but too much of the same.
Right, so who was the first 60s revivalist act that we can think of? I think we got back to Stone Roses.
Yeah,
maybe like 1989, starting it back up then, and like reaching back to that psychedelia of 20 years prior to that.
Right, so they were the smart ones to do it 1 year before the 20-year cycle, right?
Well, no, because if they did it in 89,
oh,
they would have been the perfect time.
Well, 70, yeah, all right, fine. Yeah, I guess so.
But I think we can all agree that the band that did it the best, maybe not the first, but that did it the best and the most authentically was Soup Dragons, right? All right, so we are
Cold of the Beast.
We are giving away tickets to go see Jesus and Mary Chain. Coming up really super quick. Actually, maybe the contest will be over by the time we do this episode. So, you know what? There's no password. I think because this is the Halloween episode, so and it's right. Like on the 3rd or something like that. Tickets will have been drawn. Congratulations, winners. That's how on the ball we are.
Right?
Yeah.
We got anything after that?
Well, we got Morrissey on the 20th, but we aren't giving away tickets for that as far as I know.
Yet.
Maybe by the time this airs, we will.
Sweet.
So Deep Sea Arcade, they just released a cover of Edwyn Collins' A Girl Like You.
Any good?
I loved it. I loved the original, and I loved Deep Sea Arcade, so I was really glad to see them... pull that one out. My son, he didn't even know about Edwyn Collins' version, and so he was like, new Deep Sea Arcade is shit. He didn't say shit, but you know, he didn't like it, so.
Well, that's alright. I mean, I would probably be squarely in Hank's camp, but that Outlands record is just insanely good. You found that a long, long, long time ago, and you totally turned me on, dude. It was a beautiful, beautiful record.
Yeah, and it's and still then, that good, man.
Yeah, and then what happened?
I don't know. They put out Black Cat, which is a single.
Right. Wasn't that bad.
No, I thought it was pretty great. Yeah. And then they put out this Edwyn Collins cover.
Right.
So.
I don't know. Yeah. I hope they surprise me.
Yeah, man. I like them.
Yeah.
So when I DJed out at the ride show, Which yep. I think I mentioned once before that I DJed the ride show.
Right.
I played, you know, it was actually a really great set, and Paul and I played really well off of each other, and we had people who were, like, singing along to some kind of abstract stuff. And this one, I was like, okay, this is a great tune. My buddy Andy requested it. He brought the vinyl for me to play it. And then I ended up playing it, and I swear to God, my phone was, like, getting texts while I was going off. Oh, I love this song. This is great. People are coming up to me after it was all over. Oh, I'm so glad you played that Revolver track. And yes, and I realized we've never played it on the show, and Lenny threw it on. So
nice.
So here we go. For all of you who don't know it, and those of you who do, I guess everybody. Here you go. Here's Revolver. We'll be right back.
Poison, let the
That was Morrissey with Speedway. He plays that one pretty consistently live.
Yeah, it's a good set closer.
He's a good set closer.
Yeah, it's a great set closer.
Yeah, I always like Disappointed, though, because he says this is the last song I'll ever sing.
Right, and that always gets a response from the crowd.
Indeed. All right, so big week in Denver for shows. Actually, big week nationally, right?
Right, there's a whole bunch going on. What do we have? We got Jamsey and...
Well, first up is going to be Slow Dive. On November 1st.
Where are they playing?
I feel like they're playing Summit. I don't remember.
They play Ogden.
What?
What?
The Ogden.
The Ogden.
Oh, they are at the Ogden. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, yeah. Liam.
Liam. LFG. That's 16th?
Is it on the 16th?
I think it's
November?
On the 16th. Well, it's okay. Saturday. All I know is it's Saturday night.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Then we also have, Jesus Mary Chain.
Yeah, coming through. And... I've been throwing out the idea of road tripping to Western Michigan to go to a very tiny shoegaze festival, but they happen to have a band playing, headlining that. Calama Shoegazer 12. This is their 12th edition, or 11th. 11, excuse me, 11. Am I jumping ahead of myself? I don't know. Whatever. It doesn't matter. They've been doing this for a long time. And Ariel is headlining that.
We'd played in this last set.
Yeah. And I don't know if we've played Dead Leaf Echo before. I think we may have thrown them in somewhere, maybe way familiar. Back. Well, yeah, in the way back machine. But yeah, dude, there's tons of shows.
Hey, well, speaking of LFG, man. Speaking of Liam, Denver is one of the only shows that's sold out now. He's got a few sold out dates, but like, there's still some like San Francisco where tickets are still available, Los Angeles, Phoenix. So good on Denver for representing.
Right. Are those big venues?
No idea. I mean, I've heard of the Will Warfield in San Francisco. I don't know how big it is. The Wiltern in Los Angeles. I mean, I've heard of these places, but no idea.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Hey,
but that'll be all right.
Yeah, no, that's going to be a phenomenal show.
He's been pretty funny lately. Like I said, you know, Liam's kind of got the reputation of being the dumb one of the two. And, you know, he's been doing some interviews in NME.
Yeah, I don't know. He's been coming off as pretty witty to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, maybe he's outside of Noel's shadow now, right?
Maybe.
Really. I mean, he's talking about putting together that show of Stone Roses, Verve, and Oasis. I'm saying that he knows that's not going to happen. Stone Roses aren't going to reunite for that.
I don't know. To me, something like that, Verve will play putting all those people in a tent, it would like turn into a battle royale. Like a Donnybrook would break out.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
I think so.
Yeah, well.
I got nothing. All right. It seems good. Hey, casual question. Should we end the show? Jake Ryan.
What are we going to end it with?
I think we're going to end it with some new Shed 7. Another new Shed 7 song.
Seriously?
Yeah.
You're kidding.
No.
Oh, I thought it was something else. All right. Yeah, sweet.
Yeah. Lenny.
Lenny.
Shed 7. Let's have it.
But the question, casual question of the week was, should we end the show?
With Shed 7 right now? Yes.
Okay, my answer is I don't know. Honestly, I don't have an answer for this one. I wasn't expecting it. But if you have an answer to whether we should end this episode of Casual Sound, feel free to tweet. Oh my God, this is going nowhere. Let's just get on with the song.